A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Monday nights at 7, BYU quarterback Jaren Hall joins KSL for an insider look at the BYU football team. Join Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey in the Unrivaled Players Club on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. If you missed any of our conversation with Jaren Hall, you'll be able to hear, go back and download the podcast anywhere podcasts are found. We got a couple things, a couple of irons in the fire here. The Utah Jazz, home preseason game. Yes, they are at home for the first time in the preseason and up 28-22 at the start of the second quarter here. Weird thing here, Scott, too, to see, these guys on the floor together. And, and then you throw in like a Hassan Whiteside. Rudy Gobert's got like a lot of hair right now. You were like, who's that 27 guy? Who is this guy? It's this whole thing about everybody having to figure out. You've got guys in the lineup that haven't been in the lineup totally in the preseason here. And so now you've got like a starting five that looks a little bit more like a starting five that you've seen before. Mike Conley, Joe Ingles, Rudy Gobert, Royce O'Neal, that's Jordan Clarkson on the floor right here. Donovan Mitchell was in just a couple minutes ago, and a three-pointer drained by Mike Conley right there, and they're up 33-22. You can hear all that over on 97.5, 1280, The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, of course. And we have been talking about this firing of John Gruden that just happened about 25 minutes ago. It finally came down. We had seen some rumors of the possibility of him maybe resigning, but apparently he let Mark Davis know, told the team, and John Gruden is out. Emails that he had sent as an analyst from ESPN during his time there with ESPN, those emails have resurfaced, misogynistic, homophobic, racially insensitive, all of those terms being used about the emails that he had sent out, and he has now walked away from coaching the Las Vegas Raiders. And, you initially just go, holy cow, this is a team that was looking better than they've looked, right? This is like the John Gruden
that everybody was waiting for. I think what's hard about Gruden, though, is that he's such a personality, right? He's a unique personality. You know, we watched him on Hard Knocks a couple of years ago. He's got this kind of way about him, and I don't think – you would see him on the surface and go, this is a racist guy. This is an insensitive guy. You know, he's a guy with a bit of a mouth on him that he likes to talk. He likes to say these things. And
certainly
he's
been opinionated.
You kind of live by that. And I guess you die by that in the world today. But it's just, it's such an unfortunate thing because I really like what he's doing. I like the figure of him in the NFL. It's a sad thing that this has come to this, and you don't like to see it, but apparently and I don't know what was said, I don't know the emails, but apparently they were pretty damaging and probably something he can't hide from. So it's just unfortunate. It really is.
Yeah,
very unfortunate.
I think ESPN or somebody on the NFL Network had pointed out too, the exact thing that got John Gruden fired was something that the NFL investigation didn't do anything about with Dan Snyder with the Washington football team. And obviously owners, coaches, those situations are going to be treated differently, right? I mean, owners,
they are the league.
They're the league.
I mean, and the owners own
the commissioner gets his pay from those owners. So I think that, you know, but it's not lost on everybody that kind of, you know, that kind of hypocrisy, right? I think you'll see that. And so John Gruden's out. And again, the Las Vegas Raiders have another set of turmoil they're going to have to work through now as they don't have a head coach currently. So John Gruden's out in Las Vegas. In the meantime, we were just having our conversation with Jaren Hall. And I want to jump into, as we're still in the middle of the Players Club here, some of the things that were said at Kalani Sitake's press conference today. And also some things that Gunnar Romney had said. But let's jump into facing this next team. It's an interesting thing here, Scott. We were talking about it before the show. Like, I don't know who has the advantage here because you've got BYU who knows what Jeff Grimes does. You've got, you know, Jeff Grimes who knows what Aaron Roderick does. They have sat in the same room calling plays together for a long time. So here's what Kalani Sitake said about facing Baylor and Big 12 teams in the future. That's a pretty exciting thing, knowing that these guys are going to be part of their conference going forward. Here's what he had to say about that.
Look, the entire conference, their offense, their offenses have a lot of success, you know. But I think if you look at what Baylor's doing, they're playing a really good defense as well. So they make things really difficult for an offense to have success and to make big plays. And then offensively, they're really efficient. Quarterback takes care of the football, hasn't thrown an interception all year. And they have a good group of running backs and some great skill players at receiver. And then I know their O-line is being coached well because Grimey and Mateus are there. So I know that they're going to do their part. And it's a tough team. It's a tough matchup. We're going on the road. And
he just mentioned everybody. Like seriously, he's like, he mentioned everybody, and they got good walk-ons, they got good get-back coaches.
But Jaren did the same thing, too, because their linebackers are long, they're athletic. Yeah. They got
basically
a couple guys
like,
who are playmakers.
We don't know
there.
Anything about this team.
I mean,
that's
end,
really
they,
what it
they,
sounds
they
like.
They do, but they don't want to break it down
no,
totally.
No, I don't
right?
think they do. Look, here's the thing when you play your old coaches, okay? This happens more than it doesn't. It's a boring game. It's like you expect all this, you know, oh, we're going to get back and we're going to do all this, we're going to whatever. It's a boring, it ends up being very boring. It's one of those, it's just not an exciting thing. And so, you know, they talk about all of it. It's just way overhyped. But you think Tom Brady, you think Belichick.
Here's what I wanted to play here was this, you know, how BYU's going to try to just get ready for another opponent. But it is, you know, you can't help but think about those coaches who used to coach with you.
Well, professionally, you want to look at it as the next game. I mean, honestly, that's what you want to do. You want to just move on and then just play the game and treat it as such. But hard to do when you love the individuals that are there, that you became really close friends and brothers with. For us, with Jeff Grimes, with Eric Mateus, we became really close. So I care about them. And I know our coaches and our players do, and so it's going to be different that way. But we want to win, you know. So I think I know they do too. We're very competitive.
I don't know. Maybe we. When he says, "Yeah, it's hard when you have those guys you love and they're in the other room," it's like these guys both. You actually want to win more, don't you, Scott? Don't you want to win more?
Oh, yeah.
When you're playing these guys. Don't you think Nick Saban was 24-0 against his assistants till this weekend for a reason? He's not going to give those guys an inch.
It's like playing your bigger brother. That's really what it is.
Yes.
It's just like that. And the bigger brother's just not going to give you anything.
Yeah. And little brother, boy, does he
want to win.
He never wins.
Never wins.
All right, let's take the break here. Jazz up 43-29 here in the second quarter as we've already had an ejection on the New Orleans Pelicans side of things in a preseason game. Getting into it with the referees on the Pelicans side of the bench. We'll take the break here. You got to get warmed up for the season in all facets of the game, Scott. We'll come back. I've got some quotes about humility. I've got Gunnar Romney talking about this team getting ready for Baylor as well. So Gunnar Romney talking about Baylor, not Baylor Romney talking about Gunnar. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrival.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.